Greetings, greetings, a very happy new year to you. We find ourselves January the 14th, 2026. It sounds kind of foreign, doesn't it? Because it just feels like we were saying this exact thing not too long ago, 2025, and here we find ourselves in the month of January and in the new year of 2026. Amen? We welcome you here, and I just want to take a few moments to say a couple of things. First of all, I would like to say thank you so much for each and every one of you that stayed connected with us the entire year of 2025. We appreciate your faithfulness. We appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate you taking time out to listen. I'm sure the pastors would say the same thing. We thank you so much for doing that. We know 2025 wasn't the easiest year to get through, especially towards the end of December. Amen? So I just want to say thank you so much for each and every one of you that listened throughout 2025. Amen? We pray and encourage you will do the same with us this year, 2026. Amen? And with that said, our confession going into this year is where the Word of God will transform my life, and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen? We are continuing to use that phrase or that word transformation in our confession. Amen? So, if you hadn't started that last year, right now, January is a perfect time to start incorporating that confession in your daily confessions. Amen? Where the Word of God will transform my life, and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen? Now, if you haven't had a chance to listen to Pastor Jesse's message this past Sunday, which was titled Hear and Obey, he gave us a couple of things to say heading into this year. And one was, excuse me, there's nothing God can't fix in 2026. Amen? How many know that Pastor Jesse gets so many clever sayings from the Lord? Amen? There is nothing God can't fix in 2026. Amen? That's one that we are starting this year off believing. Amen? And of course, he mentioned this year, new opportunities, new possibilities, and what? New responsibilities. Amen? For 2026. So I encourage you to get those down. If you need to rewind this a little bit, praise God, do so. Amen. Some of you that take notes, appreciate that. Write that in your notes. Amen. And keep that with you throughout this year. Amen. Now, I also want to thank you for the prayers for Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose and myself. Amen. If some of you don't really know, Pastor Jesse got what the doctors said was bronchitis on his birthday, and slowly but surely, as Pastor Rose was taking care of him, she caught something of whatever he had, and she was fighting some symptoms for a couple of days. It was touch and go, but praise the Lord always keeps his hands on her, as well as Pastor Jesse. Amen. And sure enough, I was looking after both of them and a little bit tried to jump on me. And then sure enough, all three of us were fighting symptoms the last almost 2 weeks of December and the start of January. And I believe the pastors still have presence. They haven't opened. So if you haven't heard anything from them, be patient. Amen. They're trying to get around to that. And They are just getting their feet under them, so to speak. But praise the Lord, they were able to get some medicine from the doctors, antibiotics, cough syrup. So they are doing much better. They are starting to get back into their routine throughout the week of running errands and doing the bank and groceries and their Taco Tuesday and Thursday fellowship and Wednesday, all sorts of other stuff that they do throughout the week to keep busy. Amen. So thank you so much for keeping them in your prayers. Amen. And I encourage you to do that throughout this year. Amen. You might be busy, and we know you're busy, and everyone has family, everyone has jobs, everyone has errands. We understand this year is not going to be any less busy as last year. Amen. Matter of fact, I'm sure this year is going to be much more busier, probably more hectic, but we praise the Lord that God is in control and God watches over us. Amen. So keep your prayers of the pastors in your prayers throughout this year. Amen. When you're going through your week and the Lord puts the pastors in your thoughts, just lift them up. Say a little prayer. Amen. It doesn't have to be a long 30-hour, hour and a half prayer. No, just a little prayer, keeping them in your prayers, keeping them healthy, protected, watched over, sharp, alert minds, health in their bodies. Amen. Things that the Lord knows they need to be a blessing to all of us. Amen. And to the ministry and to the household of ministry, or the house of ministry. Amen. The ministry that they have here and the ministry that we have around the world. Amen. So I encourage you to keep the pastors in your prayers throughout this year. Amen. As always, I try and keep these short because I know how busy everyone is. And some of you watch the news, some of you don't, but there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of people walking in fear. So I thought I would start my first January message entitled The Fear Factor. Amen. And again, this is not Andrew trying to be a fear monger or trying to throw fear on you. No, this is me encouraging you that in the end, God protects you. God protects me. God protects the household of his family. God protects his children. God protects his sheep that he calls us sheep. Amen. And God has his angels watching over us. Amen. But we still need to do our part, and we still need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. So if you're taking notes or you have your Bible with you, amen, this is entitled The Fear Factor. And I will be reading two different versions of Psalms chapter 56, verses 3 and 4. Amen. Psalms chapter 56, verse 3 and 4. Amen. I will give you two iterations of that verse that we are using. Amen. Again, this small little devotional is entitled The Fear Factor. Amen. Again, Psalms chapter 56, verse 3 and 4, it says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. I praise God for what he has promised. I will trust in God, so why should I be afraid?" Amen. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? Amen. Now, it says, David did not hesitate to admit when he was afraid. Amen. Yeah, I'll read that again. It says, David didn't hesitate to admit when he was afraid. Amen. It says, King Saul was pursuing him, and so great was his terror that he ran to the enemy's camp. Amen. I'm not sure if you've faced that kind of fear in your life before. Amen. Or heard of anyone having that kind of fear. Amen. But the fear was so strong that David ran to the enemy's camp. It says, an unlikely place to find refuge. It was bold and risky, but perhaps King Achish, A-C-H-I-S-H, Achish, would not recognize him or might consider him a deserter and an asset. Amen? So David ran to the enemy's camp thinking maybe the king wouldn't recognize him or consider him a deserter or maybe even an asset in his kingdom. But as we keep reading on, it says, unfortunately, David was found out, reported to the king, and motivated by more fear, acted like a madman and was sent away. It says, fear causes us to do things we normally would not. Think about that as you go about your day. Amen? Fear causes us to do things we normally would not. Think about that as you go about your day. Amen? I would say at some point in our lives, we have battled fear of different things. Amen? Fear of what's to come, fear of our past, fear of our mistakes. Amen? Fear of what people think. Fear is a very strong spirit, a strong emotion to have. Amen? But I will read you this confession. Amen? You can make it out loud if you want, or you can rewind a little bit, write it down, and incorporate it into your confessions. Amen? It says, God, I am afraid today, but like David, I am going to trust you. Amen? It says, God, I am afraid today, but like David, I'm going to trust you. Amen? That's an easy one to write down. Amen? Also, the confession, it says, I don't have to worry about anything because I know that whatever you allow in my life is designed for my good. Amen? Again, it says, I don't have to worry about anything because I know that whatever you allow in my life is designed for good. Amen? Nothing but good God has for you and I. Amen? And finally, I rest in that knowledge today. I rest in the knowledge today. Amen? That whatever you allow in my life is designed for good. Amen? Again, Psalms chapter 56, verse 3 and 4. Amen? It says, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. I trust in God. I praise his word. I trust in God. I am not afraid. Amen? Trust in God. It says, it wasn't long before David readjusted his thinking and put his trust once again in God. It is interesting that he says, when I am afraid, not if I am afraid. David knew he would experience fear again. Did you catch that? It says, when I am afraid. He said, when I am afraid, not if I'm afraid. Amen? Because he knew he would experience fear again. Fear is a human response, and unless counteracted by trust, it's destructive at best. Amen? I'm going to repeat that again. Fear is a human response, and unless counteracted by trust, it's destructive at best. Now, what are you afraid of today? What have you been afraid of recently? Are you magnifying a concern into an impossible mountain of what ifs? I'm going to repeat that question. Are you magnifying a concern into an impossible mountain of what ifs? Amen. Trust Jesus. Remember his promises to you. No matter the outcome, he is in charge. Amen. And you might be thinking to yourself and listening, and you might be thinking to yourself, well, Andrew, that seems all easy for you. No, I understand. We all face certain uncertainties in our lives. We're coming into a brand new year. Amen? A lot of things are going on in countries that are far from us, but will eventually have an effect on us. Amen. We have a lot going on in our country right now with the president and illegals. Amen. Getting rid of illegals. There's a lot of issues going on with ICE. Amen. People protesting. There's a lot of unrest, a lot of uncertainty. Amen. A lot of fear. But we know God is in control. And if we are sensitive to the Holy Spirit and we listen to Him, amen, we're protected. We're protected. And starting your day out with prayer, starting your day out with confessions, starting your day out with spending a little time with the Lord before you head out the door, amen, spending time with the Lord throughout the day, praying, you know, taking time in your car as you're commuting, praying and praying to the Lord and being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, amen, will help you to get through your day smoothly. Amen. And finally, this last confession, God, your promises are good. Amen. That confession right there is good. God, your promises are good. Also, I don't need to be afraid of anything because I trust in you. Amen. I don't need to be afraid of anything because I trust in you. It says, you are the powerful, all-knowing God, so I have no reason to be afraid today. And finally, help me to remember that when fear knocks at my door. Amen. Again, help me to remember that when fear knocks at my door. Amen. Help me remember that when fear knocks at my door. And you might be saying, what is that? Is that we said, you are the powerful, all-knowing God, so I have no reason to be afraid today. Amen? And that's what it is. We know God is all-powerful, and we don't have any reason to be afraid today. Amen? So, I'll leave you with these two questions. We'll wrap this up. We'll make our confession, and we'll get out of here. Amen? What are you afraid of today? Amen? I leave you with that question. What are you afraid of today? And the second question is, can you choose to trust God instead? Amen? The first question is, what are you afraid of? And the last question is, can you choose to trust God instead? Amen? So, I hope you got a little bit out of this small little devotional. Sorry for going a little bit longer than normal. Again, it was entitled Fear Factor. Amen? And I pray you have a blessed week. Amen? Pray that this start of the new year and the rest of this year will be your best year. Amen? And as always, in closing, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, amen, not just the start of January, amen, but all the way into December, amen, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence, amen. And that's what Pastor Jesse, Pastor Rose, myself, First is Kingdom Family Church want for you again through this year, amen. Faith and confidence, growing in faith and confidence, the transformation of your life with God. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. Amen. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Pastor Jesse always says God wants to be a part of every area of your life. Amen. But you have to let him. Amen. And you have to do your part. Amen. So bless God. Have a blessed rest of this beautiful Wednesday. Try and stay warm out there. Sometimes it's like we wake up and the day is going to be hot. And then sometimes we wake up and all of a sudden it's raining and chilly. Amen. But we know God's in control and God watches over us and God blesses us. Amen. So have a blessed rest of this week. Amen. If you're not tuning in to our YouTube Sunday evenings for our Sunday morning service, I encourage you to do that. Amen. Every Sunday evening, our Sunday morning service is posted on YouTube. Amen. So if you are a avid YouTuber and you watch YouTube, amen, just take a few moments out to spend time with us Sunday evenings or later on in the week to hear Pastor Jesse's Sunday morning message. Amen. So be blessed. And as always, we encourage you to stay connected with us here Wednesday evenings for our daily bread. Amen. So have a blessed week. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday. Pastor Rose will be with you with another small devotional in our daily bread series. Amen. So be blessed. And as always, keep the pastors in your prayers because they pray for you daily. Amen. Be blessed. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday.